During the last 2 years, New York City has been among the supporters of a great boycott started by farm workers in California. Recently, the workers won a union contract with some grape growers, and the fruit with a union label is appearing in New York stores. But the boycott is continuing against non-union growers. Craig Spence reports.
Scab grapes must go has become the slogan of these pickets who support the boycott of non-union California table grapes. The grape boycott in New York City first got its momentum 2 years ago when Mayor Lindsay requested the city stop buying grapes from schools, hospitals, and other municipal institutions. The boycott caught on, and most major chain stores in New York City have agreed not to carry scab or non-union grapes, with the possible exception of Gristiti's food stores. The management of Gristiti's maintains that they will not get involved in the union dispute. They say the choice to buy or not to buy is up to the consumer. I talked with a union official about the progress of the boycott.
How many growers have signed?
We have in the last 6 weeks, eight growers. Out of, that's about 4% of the total grape growers in California.
So you've got a long way to go.
Yes, we got 96% more to go.
The city administration seems to be in the forefront of supporting you. Have you been pleased with their support?
Yes, we are very pleased with this, with the support of the city, the kind of support that Mayor Lindsay has given our boycott. As you will know, that he has issued directives when we were on strike, when they were among the first groups to issue a directive to their institutions not to purchase scab grapes.
It's a symbolic gesture. We buy about 40,000 pounds of grapes a year. Symbolic in nature, important for the cause of the farm workers. In dollars and cents, it's not a large percentage of the market. It's a very small percentage of the market.
What's the status of the boycott in New York City?
Well, Craig, the status of the boycott right now in New York City, in the consumer market, is that 47% of the market is effective on the boycott. That's citywide.
The unions have been supporting your efforts in this boycott. Nevertheless, grapes have been getting in the city, and they must be getting in the city via trucks, and the trucks being driven by the Teamsters. Is this just lip service?
See, unions are covered under the National Labor Relations Act, which is they have such a thing as secondary boycott, and they don't have any dispute with the growers, so they cannot stop the grapes in any other way.
Is there any interference of free choice?
Well, I think that there is a free choice, Craig. I mean, what I think is very important is that 47% of the New York market is not there anymore. It's 47% effective, and you and I know that we can both go out and we can buy grapes anywhere we want. They are available. They are there. They're in the stores. They're in the smaller stores. Some supermarkets have not carried them. Many of them do carry them, and you can buy grapes if you want to. But the fact is that each of these individuals, and 47% of them, this is a big city, have decided that they will not buy grapes.
We have a job to do, and that is to get rid of the scab grapes. And that's it. If they are willing to have us in their front, in the front of their stores forever, we will be here forever.
How much longer do you think this boycott will go on?
It depends entirely upon the growers. We want to end it right now because, you know, we have been away from Delano for so long, and farm workers are all over the United States, scattered all over the United States, pushing the boycott, and we want to go home.
Union leaders believe now that a few growers have signed contracts, all of the industry will ultimately fall into place. But until that happens, they promise to continue the boycott. Craig Spence in Greenwich Village.